Hi, my name is George Anchetta. I'm 17 years old. I'm from Burlingame, California, in the San Francisco Bay Area. And today I'm speaking with my dad, Victor Anchetta. We're recording at home at Burlingame.
Ano mo lang may ibang pangalan?
I'm recording. Stop. Do you have any very vivid memories of your childhood back in the Philippines?
Yes, I do. I grew up. Obviously, we didn't have all these modern gadgets that you have now, you know, like video games, cell phone, flat screen TV. We didn't have those. I remember even growing up, we didn't have a TV set yet. So I spent most of my time playing with my brothers or my neighbors. So we mostly stayed outside and we could think of any games that could really get us through the day. And it was a wonderful memories of my childhood. Like I said, we didn't have much materials, but we had so much fun, and it was a memory that would last me forever.
Did you ever get to watch the moon landing in 1969?
I did. Yeah, it was, you know, it was a big deal, and I remember my dad. I was probably about 6 years old.
Have a TV.
That's the time that when we got it. I think we just got the TV set that time.
Was it like black and white or?
It was black and white, and we had only maybe 4 channels. And my dad was, excited, and he gathered us all his children and to watch the astronaut landing, or the first man who landed on the moon. I could remember, but not in very much detail. So. Yes, that was one of the greatest memories I could ever have.
Since you had a happy childhood, I mean, besides your dad passing away early, but I find you're not really bothered by that, you know? Like, since you had such a happy childhood and you didn't have much, do you look back and say, do you really think you were poor, or was it I don't really know, do you think, looking back at, how we live now, and then how you lived back then, do you think you were, well off still, or?
I wouldn't consider my family really poor.
You're living under a roof, and,
Right, we had a nice house. It was a decent house, probably, because we had, we have a big family, so it's a big house, probably the biggest house in our neighborhood. And it was a happy, even though I've mentioned, or I've told you stories before, that my dad passed away when I was really young. But in spite of that,
and your brother as well.
Since we have a big family, we were close as a family, so. Not only that, we had also a lot of relatives who always come and stay with us, frequently. So, cousins, even distant cousins, and even, some friends of my parents who also from their native town or hometown. So it was, rather a happy childhood memories for me.
All right, I don't really want to dwell on it because it's kind of tragic. But since your dad died at a really young age, do you ever think about him still, or is it just in the back of your mind?
Yeah, it's always gonna be there forever. Although my memories with him was not that much, but it's sticking. It stays with me. It stays with me, and it's it would stay for me for the rest of my life. But I, even though I didn't have much, you know, memories of him, I have, you know, my moms, my brother, my older brother, sisters, my uncles, they shared with me some good memories of how good of a person he is and what his accomplishment in his life, and what kind of how he valued his family, not just his family and also his parents, brothers, relatives. So in spite of not knowing him very much because he died early, I was still able to find out or to know him through my older brothers, sisters, and my uncles, my mom, and, you know, my other relatives. You know, there's more freedom.
Sorry. All right, recording got cut off, but whatever. How would you differentiate living in San Francisco, growing up in San Francisco as a teenager, as opposed to growing up as a kid in Manila?
Growing up as a teenager in San Francisco, I would say that the kids have more freedom to express themselves. They are more free to do what they feel like is right to do. Whereas in the Philippines growing up, I would say that, I don't know if we are more disciplined or we were just basically that we were, I guess because we were brought up like that, and growing up under martial law, it's more like given us that mentality that we have to be disciplined, we have to follow all the rules, the regulations, and we were supposed to be afraid of the laws. So that's the main difference there. So that's why when I first got here, I was surprised to see a lot of kids even wearing clothes that are, you know, I guess
like Iron Maiden and all that.
Yeah, that you know, would probably, as you know, not I would say, you know, it would be probably almost illegal already if it's in the Philippines.
Do you think, did you realize like the more opportunities that you have like had in America from the start, or did it take you some time? Like, were you still like mad about leaving your friends or that stuff in the Philippines?
As far as opportunity, definitely, when I first got here,
like I already saw
opportunity, and you know, it was just really up to me to pursue those opportunities, to take advantage of it. And whereas in the Philippines, it was very, basically very limited, and you have to be, I would say you have to be well connected in order for you to be able to, more connected, meaning you have to know some well-connected people to be able for you to achieve your dreams, freely, but here it was really up to the individual to pursue what they think they, you know, is a good opportunity, and there's not much constraint for individual to get that, but it would be just up to the individual to go and get it.
So did like your goals on life, did they come about like as a kid in the Philippines, or was it like really when you started living and seeing your opportunities here in America where it started to like spring and like you found out what you wanted to do? Like when was that like moment?
definitely I had dreams growing up, but I wasn't really, I didn't really know what, you know, I knew I wanted to finish college, but I wasn't really not sure of what I wanted to pursue as my career or as, yeah. Although my parents, because I have older brothers who were taking engineering, education in college too, so it was just, you know, almost like I was being, you know, encouraged by my parents that maybe that's a way, and that's one of the, that probably I could follow in their footsteps as well. But I didn't know which field I was going to go at, whether it's electrical, civil, mechanical. It's just that when I first got here, I think during that time, electrical was kind of like, you know, the career that's more in demand and has better opportunity to get a nice paying job. So that's kind of what stuck in my mind to pursue. So yes, definitely it was all here when I got here that I kind of first, you know, sensed that I have, you know, I really have opportunity to pursue that, and that would fulfill my dreams, not just my dreams, and also my dreams of my parents.
So looking back at all like the hardships you've endured in your life, and like it's changed how you live, you know, and like you're still thriving, you're still living because of those hardships, or even with those hardships. Do you think, or were there ever times in your life where you just had self-pity for yourself, like saying, why do I have to go through all these hardships when, I mean, obviously, like, you grew up in San Francisco, so not many people have been through, like, the hardships that you've endured.
I would not consider it as a hardship. It's more challenges. And it's different. Every stages in life has different challenges, and I always believe, I always have faith in God that it will, you know, it will enable me to overcome those challenges. And I don't think I've had any pity that, you know, questioning myself whether I should, why am I going through it? Because I knew it was all part of process, you know. You have to go through challenges in order for you to become a better person, and that would prepare you to face even more challenges as you go on as you go through your life. And I think those challenges, basically, I would consider as a learning opportunity, and also to shape you as a person. So that's how I would look at it.
What is your like biggest memory concerning politics, or I guess like with 9/11, I guess if that counts, what is your like biggest memory of like what happened? Like, were you here for like the Watergate scandal and all that, and the
here in the US or yeah. in the Philippines?
It doesn't, I mean, I don't know. Like, what is your like, what is, what is outstanding to you in terms of like politics, and what memories do you have?
Like
2 years ago, or yeah, no, last year I went through the 2016 presidential election, which is kind of a landmark, and it was chaos basically. But do you have any like memories that you look back on and say, oh, that shaped history or stuff like that?
Yes, I do. I think one would be the collapse of the communists,
Berlin Wall,
the communism in
Russia.
In Russia, or that, you know, or Soviet Union, because I grew up and, you know, during Cold War era, and there's always, you know, growing up, there's always like a talk of a threat of having a World War, you know, World War III. So, and there's always, almost every day or every, you know, every time there's always a talk that that could actually happen, and if that happens, that would be, you know, that would affect the whole world. And when the communism collapsed, meaning, you know, also democracy prevailed, so that was the biggest, event that shaped the whole world. And although it's not completely safe yet, but that made me also a lot of people to feel it's like a burden was lifted off their shoulder, that okay, there's probably it's the likeliness of a world war is not as big as, you know, in the past when there was a Cold War.
All right, whatever. I'm not going to say that, but, like, we've had a lot of family members in the U.S. military. Did you ever think about joining?
Absolutely. You know, because it started with my grandfather. He was one of the soldiers of the very first president of the Philippines.
The Philippine-American War.
During the Filipino-American War, he was with the Philippine leader who became the first president, and they were trying to evade the Americans because he was they wanted him to be, you know, for to so that all the rebellions of the Filipinos against Americans are to be stopped. So, and after that, he was, you know, he became a farmer, and my dad, became also joined the military during the Second World War, and he was part of one of the soldiers who fought in the Battle of Bataan Corregidor, which is historic battles in American war history. And he was part of the Death March, and he was POW during that time. My oldest brother, he was drafted in the U.S. Army during the Vietnam era. So, and again, and he was stationed in Germany. So he served 3 years there, and, you know, it was a honorable time for him as well, because with his contribution to the military, that, you know, even though he had to defer his finishing up his college that time, because he had to join, he was drafted to the army. Another brother of mine was also in the military. He joined the Marines, so he served in the Marines for 3 years, and he was honorably discharged after that. I had cousins also who were in the military in the Philippines, who were, you know, who got involved into some, the government versus Islamic or government
terrorism.
and terrorism, or, you know,
Bernardo, what about
Islamic rebels, and because of that, you know, I feel honored that, you know, the contribution of my family to the not only to the Philippine government, but of course the U.S. government. And I think if you look at it in the big picture, we did have a contribution to, you know, to in order for the U.S. to get the peace that they want during the Japanese War. Okay.
And you also had a nephew, who's my cousin, who is a West Point graduate and served during Iraq and Afghanistan. So That's pretty cool.
Right. One of your cousin, yeah, he was a West Point grad. And he served after his schooling at the West Point Academy, he served 5 years in Japan for the United States Army.
So because of like my family's like history in like the US military, are you concerned with like me ever being...
Oh, can I add something to that also?
Yeah, sure.
Before that question, I also forgot also that on your mom's side also, his dad, her dad served during the Japanese War, and they were in the, what do you call, Southern Command Force in the Philippines. And they were basically in the, you know, in the southern part of the Philippines that was very vital. They play a vital role in winning the war in the, you know, against the Japanese during that time as well. Okay,
large military presence in the family. So because of that, like, our history, are you ever, like, scared of me ever joining? Or, like, do you feel like I'm in danger whenever, if I join, or you're more, like, would you be more proud or more scared if I would ever, like, enlist or go into, like, a officer commissioning program?
It's basically a mix.
I know mom wouldn't, but
it's a mix feeling, but not, you know, not afraid of you joining us. The main thing is, if that's what you really want to do in your life, and that's what would make you happy and feel accomplished, by all means, I would be very proud of it if you know. If you choose to, you know, to go that path. At the same time, you know, you have, on the other hand, you have to also have to be really looked at it in a practical, you know, point of view. Or I guess I would say you have to be really smart for it.
Career paths and stuff.
If you have other opportunity. Yeah. That would probably, you know, that would enable you to reach your potential, to become, you know, to become successful in life, then that would be another option that would be, you know, great for you as well. This time, I don't see that there's a necessity for anyone for young men to join, because there was no war. although there's a threat, always a threat of terrorism, but I think there's a lot more ways of serving the country. You know, not necessarily joining the military, but there's a lot more ways of serving the country patriotically.
All right, two more questions. This is like kind of like about life and stuff. Do you have any, like, big regrets, or is it, like, do you have any big regrets?
Big regrets?
Like, in your life?
Maybe I should have studied more. I should have studied harder during my younger years.
But it hasn't really changed you, you know? Like, is there any, like, regrets that have, like, changed your life personally, or is, like...
No. I think there's probably many small regrets, but if you look at it, there's always reason for going through challenges, for facing, you know, difficult times, or and in that sense, maybe, I don't know, there's no regrets.
All right. Lastly, since you never really had, like, I guess since your dad passed away and you were young, and your oldest brother kind of, like, took the fatherly figure role, he was drafted when you were young as well. So did you, were your life experiences based off what... Or did you, like, live life based off your experiences, or more of, like, what your, like, mom taught you? Like, or was it, like, what was it more of?
I would say...
Since you basically had to learn, like, a lot of stuff on your own.
Yeah, it's a combination of everything. I learned a lot on my own. I learned a lot from my mom's teachings, from my older siblings' teachings, from older relatives, cousins, and friends. So it's a combination of everything. A combination of knowing the good people around and, you know, families who were very supportive. Even though I lost my father when I was very young, but because of the support family that I had, I was able to be raised as I would say. To be raised as a good person. So it's not just on my own, but it's also through the support and help of the people and family around me.
All right. Is there any... Oh, no. Let's just say... Is there, like... Tell me one thing, like, one piece of advice that I need in order to live a successful life as an adult that you've learned through your experience.
One more important is faith in God. That's the most thing. And you're going to be facing a lot of challenges in life, and you just have to face it and do not give up. Always believe in yourself that you can overcome whatever challenges you have in life. And whatever path you choose, as long as you have faith in God, faith in yourself, you'll be successful. Not only, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say that some people, if because they're rich, it doesn't mean they're already successful in life. There's more to that, you know, to being wealthy. But if you can, you know, like I said, if you can just believe in yourself and believe in God, so you can be, you know, you can choose the path that you want to be, and you can accomplish those. So that's already considered a successful life.
All right. Thank you for taking the time with me and enlightening me.
It's a great pleasure to be interviewed, and I hope to be able to share with you more how I view or what experience I've had in life. So thank you as well.
All right. Mom, your turn. I'm just kidding. All right, that's it. Thank you. So